Welcome to Rhema for Today.
He said to me first, I'm going to fill this in. I went ahead and told you before he told me all that. He said, you're wasting your time to pray against the devil. Well, I said, Lord, I sure have time these past few years. Nowhere in the New Testament, he said, does it tell you to pray against the devil. It tells you to cast him out, to resist him. Nowhere in the New Testament, he said, you're wasting your time to pray that I, that's the Lord Jesus, our God the Father, will do anything about the devil. Man, that came as a real surprise to me. I said, Lord, I've wasted so much time. Because I used to do that way. I picked it up from others, you know. Lord, you know, you get after the devil. Don't let the devil get...
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with his teaching, Jesus is Coming Again.
I know seeing you. I don't care if you are talking to him. I'll not accept a vision, any kind of a supernatural experience, unless it can be proven by the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. And I said, I can't accept that, and I won't accept it unless to me by the Bible said in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, every word be established by at least 3 references in the New Testament. Now, you think he got angry with me? No, he just smiled so sweetly and said, I'll go you one better. I'll give you 4. Exhibit my ignorance. Most of us are so ignorant, bless our hearts. We know so little, really. I said, my Lord, I've read the New Testament through 150 times, and certain portions of it more. And if there's anything like that in there, I don't know it. Why, he said, son, there's a lot in there you don't know yet. And you know, I'm still finding it out. Some folks don't. They think they know it all, bless their hearts. And they've been dead for all these years. Amen. Now, he said, first of all, from the 28th chapter of Matthew, after that I was raised from the dead and I appeared unto my disciples, I said, all power or authority. I'd studied enough to know that the Greek word translated is also translated authority. In fact, most translations translate. All authority is given unto me, that's Jesus, both in heaven and in earth. Now, he said, if you stop reading right there, you'd say, why, dear Lord Jesus, you do have all authority. And on earth, or in earth. But he said, keep on reading. Immediately, I delegated my authority on earth to the church. I said, go teach all nations. Then, as Mark put it, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, number one, they'll cast out devils. Now, he said this to me this way. In my name, of course he'll cast them out. In my name, they'll exercise authority. You couldn't cast anything out if you didn't have authority over it, could you? He quoted like that to me. He said, in my name, they will exercise authority over demons. Now, he said, you think in this term, and a lot of people think like this, think about casting devils out of someone else. But he said, every believer has the authority to put the devil on the run from their own individual lives. Every believer. They will exercise authority. They couldn't do it if they didn't have authority over. But in my name, authority over the devil. Then he said, Peter said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Flee from whom? You. You. One fellow said, well, I tried that and it didn't work. I said, no, it won't. He didn't say try to resist the devil. He said do it. Well, I did it, and it didn't work. Well, I said, first, if you'll repent for lying, God will forgive you. And then after you get straight with God, well, you do what the Bible said, and it'll work. Now, again, James said about the same thing. James and Peter said about the same thing, you know, resist the devil. James said, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Peter said, your adversary. Yeah, we've got an adversary, an enemy, an opponent. That's what adversary means. Your enemy, your opponent, the devil, about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now, he wrote that to Christians. He didn't write that to sinners. No, he's not a roaring lion, but he walks about as one, seeking whom he may devour. And he didn't write that to sinners. He's not seeking to devour them. He's already got them devoured. But what are you going to do as a Christian about it? And as a believer about it, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Or another translation said, whom resist steadfast in your faith. Glory to God. Well, there's four references, you see. Well, here's one more, the fourth one. In Ephesians, you remember, the fourth chapter, about the eighth verse. Paul said, neither give place to the devil. Now, he didn't write that to sinner, he wrote that to Christians. What? Neither give place to the devil. In other words, in modern language, he said, don't you give the devil any place in you. Now, what does that mean? That means he can't take any place unless you give it to him. How are you going to keep him from it? Because you've got authority over him. Oh, you're listening to him. The authority. He said to me first, I'm going to fill this in. I went ahead and told you before he told me all that. He said, you're wasting your time to pray against the devil. Well, I said, Lord, I sure have wasted a last few years. Nowhere in the New Testament, he said, does it tell you to pray against the devil. It tells you to cast him out, to resist him. Nowhere in the New Testament, he said, you're wasting your time to pray that I, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, will do anything about the devil. Man, that came as a real surprise to me. I said, Lord, I've wasted so much time. Because I used to do that way. I picked it up from others, you know. Lord, you know, you get after the devil. Don't let the devil. Amen. One fellow said, I've got the devil on the run. Said, the trouble is, though I'm running, he's after me. I think that's the attitude of most Christians, even Pentecostals. No, it ought to be the other way around. The devil's running, you're after him. Glory to God. Amen. He said, you're wasting your time. I said, well, I sure wasted a lot of time. He said, nowhere in the New Testament does it tell you to pray to me and I'll do anything about the devil, or pray to God the Father and he'll do anything about the devil. In fact, he said, we've done all that we're going to do until the time comes when the angel comes down from heaven and binds him, you know, for that period of time in the bottomless pit. Till then, heaven is not going to do one other thing about the devil. Well, if they don't, you and I better. Just I asked the question, why did he permit that? Why didn't he tell that demon to stop? Well, doesn't he know I'm not getting what he's saying? Doesn't he know his message is not coming through? Why don't he do something? If you hadn't done something about it, I couldn't. You see, that's questions. Are you listening to me? It's our responsibility. Well, you see, some of us get a glimpse here and a glimpse there of truth. And like this, that brings revelation to us. But there has to come a restoration. Not only a time of refreshment, but times of restoration from God, from the Lord. A time of restoration. A restoration of the power of Christ. There's authority in that name. A restoration of the authority. A restoration of the You see, God wants all three of them to be exhibited in the life of the church and in my life. See, the Bible talks about putting off the old man, putting on the new man. That new man's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen? Amen? Lately, the Lord again and again has brought to my attention the scripture here, particularly in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. Paul writing to the church at Ephesus. Now again, these are believers. These are born again folks. These are spirit-filled people, tongue-talking. Now notice what he said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, that you put off concerning the former conversation. The word conversation there in the Greek means manner of life or conduct. That you put off the former manner of life or conduct, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. On the new man. Well, that new man is this man on the inside that's become a new creature in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is. Not he's going to become. He is a new creature. New creation. Paul said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that man on the inside is a new man created in righteousness and true holiness.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagen and Denise Hagen Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagen, Kenneth W. Hagen, and the rest of the Hagen family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagen's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagen's book entitled Jesus' Name Above All Names. We're also offering Craig Hagen's CD entitled The Mindset of a Champion. Last but not least is Denise Hagen Burns' CD entitled Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. All these items for the special price of only $29. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagen Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagen.
If you would like to come to our graduation this year, it is Rhema's 51st graduation. Can you believe that?
No.
Friday, May the 16th at 7 p.m. right here on the Rhema USA campus. And so if you'd like to see what Rhema is all about, it's a good time to come. If you can't come live, you can. It'll also be streaming on Rhema.tv, on Facebook, on RBTC USA, on YouTube, Rumble, and all of those venues.
If you just go to rbtc.org and get all the information that you need.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagen's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen.